It's hard to imagine a 4th of July celebration without certain things: cookouts, fireworks, the American flag, and the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. But for some, Francis Scott Key's iconic song can be a little sour. KUNC's arts and culture reporter Stacy Nick explains.
It doesn't seem to matter who you are.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
And the rockets! Red flag! Uh-oh.
That's country artist Dierks Bentley, teenage one-hit wonder Kat DeLuna, Black Eyed Peas frontwoman Fergie, and former Olympic track star Carl Lewis. All were publicly lambasted for botching the national anthem.
I cringe because they bring out somebody that is messing around with it. Occasionally you'll get an opera star to sing it.
But Dr. Ed Siegel doesn't think they deserve all the blame.
It's very low and then it's very high.
For more than 20 years, Siegel, a psychiatrist by trade and musician by hobby, has campaigned to make the anthem easier to sing.
Land of the free! Most people would drop down there. And the home of the brave! Ooh, that's not easy to sing.
With some minor tweaks, he says the song could be much easier, something he discovered almost by accident.
I have been conducting a sing-along for 31 years in Solana Beach, California, and I'm able to adjust the key to any song so that everyone can sing it. And so, without even thinking, I found that the key that I was playing it in allowed everybody to hit the high notes.
Typically, the anthem is performed in B-flat major. Siegel likes to perform it in G major.
Big difference, right?
This gave Siegel an idea. Why doesn't everyone just sing it in that key? And so began the campaign. It started small. He brought a resolution to the Solana Beach City Council asking that when the anthem was performed at city events, it be played in G major.
They've unanimously accepted.
The movement gained a lot of media attention. But since then, he's been unable to convince people on a national level to make the change. Although, he's still holding out hope.
Because I saw that President Trump wasn't able to sing it. I'm hoping that he will find it, you know, something that even he can sing.
Now Siegel has enlisted the aid of his hometown orchestra, the Fort Collins Symphony, and local composer Ethan Boxley.
I really thought, well, here's my chance to sort of harmonize this timeless patriotic classic in a way that can really stir people's emotions.
Boxley, who is studying music composition at Northwestern University, wrote Fanfare for the National Anthem. The music features the anthem in a lower key.
I don't know, sometimes in composing it feels like you're trying to communicate the flood of emotion from that you feel so that other people will hear your music and feel that too.
If the anthem were just a little easier to sing, Ed Siegel believes more people would in fact sing, and not just this one song.
I think our country has developed like a PTSD about singing, because growing up here in Fort Collins, we sang all the time. We sang at the theaters, following the bouncing ball. We sang around the campfires at City Park. Everyone sang, everyone. All these things have gone by the way. And when I ask people to sing, you'd think I was asking them to take their clothes off or something.
And he says, when you sing songs that inspire pride and patriotism, like the Star-Spangled Banner, it encourages a sense of community and belonging. Even if we can't all sing like Beyonce. For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.